Welcome back to the SAP Center in downtown San Jose, California. And there is some skullduggery going on here, Mr. Ralph. We a major issue here with your number one task as a color commentator. Shots on goal.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm going with what's above the center ice, 13-7. But someone down the hall here is saying that it's not that, Frederik Andersen had a dozen shots to handle. And that there were eight.
We were here.
My point exactly.
I can't go by the internet to do my job.
Can't. No, you can't.
For everything.
This is on the job training. And so Taddy and Gilbert can just follow along and understand that we here are trying to keep the tally going as best we can. Leaves to the left, leading 1-0. Austin Matthews, that's the 20th first period goal the Leafs have scored this year. That's number one in the league. That's the 31st even strength goal the Leafs have scored, or 5-on-5 goal that they've scored, which also is number one in the National Hockey League.
It's 14.
Even as we speak, they've changed the shots on goal, 14-9. Well, I feel better about that, don't you? Here's Hainsey. Trying to shoot it in. That bounces high in the air. Brought back the other way now by Logan Couture. And the Guelph native gets it into the corner. Couture trying to come away with a loose puck along the near boards. Plays to an open corner. Pounding down after it is Burns. The Barrie native now for San Jose. Plays it into the corner for Couture. Couture comes out of it. Back to the point. It comes to Ryan. Ryan to Burns. And the shot deflected wide. Far side for Hainsey. And it'll carry him off a stick and go down into San Jose territory, allowing both teams to change. Austin Matthews with his 9th goal of the season. Zaitsev and Nylander still with the assists as an icing comes against San Jose. I was convinced that Hyman had had that go off his skate in front of the net, but the video review boys here say no.
Well, Austin Matthews points now in 10 of his first 12 games to start the regular season. Shots on goal streak, pretty sure that's continued.
Yeah, here's Nylander working in on the left wing. Goes to the front of the net with a pass through the blue paint. No one there to get a stick on it. Round back of the net for Hyman. Zaitsev is in there as well, but it's knocked past him and it's going to get to the line and out. And Jake Gardner takes it back into his own zone. Leaf defenseman starts out with it on the left wing. Works to the line and sweeps in, but it rolled off his stick, and now counterattacking is Thornton. Joe Thornton in on the left wing, dropping it back, and Gardner's skating ability got to that. It's knocked high out of the air with a high stick from Burns, but the Leafs will carry on. Nylander to Matthews, and the pass was just out of his reach, and now on the left wing, Tierney coming in on the wing, goes to the net, and that is stopped, and then Tierney is thrown into the goal from behind by Roman Polak. After a save made by Andersen.
Boy, the Leafs look like they have a great chance at one end, but the Nylander pass to the middle of the ice. It was a Jake Gardner, Joe, that jumped into the play, couldn't handle the pass, and that led to the Tierney opportunity back the other way. But the Leafs were able to get back for the opportunity as the shot's now 15-9. As we said, scoreboard changed just before puck drop. So we will pay attention to the internet.
Well, all right. We're going to get in trouble. I just know it.
Yes.
Face off to the right of Andersen. Bodker taking the draw. Bozak wins it cleanly. Polak back of the net. And it is Borgman getting it ahead for Marner. And up under the right wing it goes. And Polak will sweep it down into San Jose territory. Rattled around the boards into the near corner. It'll be pumped up on the wall. Polak has pinched for Toronto to try and keep it alive. And it is now knocked out into the center ice area. And Vlasic carries in for San Jose with a pass. And Polak got back to intercept that. Fed around on the wall. And a good play made there by Van Riemsdyk to get it out at center. Shot back into the Toronto end. And offside is called. The referees tonight, Shane Hare and Vaughn Rodier, the linesman. Dan O'Postrophe Hallerhan, along with Justin Saint-Pierre, are the referees.
Like that.
What, O'Postrophe?
An O'Postrophe.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You can see it's right there.
I know.
Yeah, O'Postrophe Hallerhan. Yeah. It's an Irish trait.
Can't wait for the hyphen, guys.
Yeah, no, I don't mention that because that takes too much time because there's another name to go.
Yes.
Like Mark Edward, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Off the boards by the Leafs and into the Shark zone. In goes Matt Martin after it. Back to the net. Dominic Moore got it to the side of the goal, but it's intercepted there, and the Sharks get it out at center. A pass ahead on the wing and a shot. Big rebound off the blocking glove of Anderson, but it worked to the Leafs' betterment as Martin is able to get it down into the zone. Moore in along the wall, and Martin is in there as well, trying to dig it free, and he has. Martin scooping it back behind the net. Moore had his stick being held there by Tim Heed, but no penalty. Dillon for the Sharks comes out at center. To the left wing side, a drop pass and a feed on the right side by Meyer, and unable to handle it was Carlson. Carlson centering, comes back to the point. Looking to the near wing for Tim Heed, and a shot off a body goes wide. Kadri trying to knife it out at center, but failing. Zaitsev takes his man to the end boards. Puck is pushed up on the wing. Leafs trying to get it out, and they'll get some room now. And backhanding it down the ice is Nazem Kadri as the Leafs are trying to change. Back come the Sharks in on the wing with Burns. Little move as he tried to play it up to his skate from his stick. And now it goes around back of the net. Here's Thomas Hertl with it. Hertl into the far corner. Burns gets the pass at the point. Loads it up but can't deliver. Now when he does, it bounces harmlessly wide. Hertl back of the net, centers. And it comes back to the blue line. Joachim Ryan over to Burns. Burns again in along the far side for Melker Carlson. Carlson gets it down along the end boards. The Leafs being hemmed in here. And now they're going to flip it out at center ice. And Leo Komarov attacks on the left wing. Komarov stops and now drops it back for Marlow. And he got a whistling shot away that Jones got a pad in front of. Thornton gives the puck away as he tried to counterattack for San Jose. Back comes Hyman on the left wing. Hyman trying to work into the corner, still on his feet. Hyman tries to play it back to the point and does. Morgan Rielly fakes the pass, steps in, top of the circle on the backhand, now to the forehand, still with it with a shot just wide. And the rebound got by Nylander, and out come three Sharks to center. Pavelski, a drop pass on the wing, goes back into the slot, and Matthews is there to steal it for Toronto. Looking for Nylander. Long pass just bounced over his stick, but icing waved off. You could hear Nylander tapping his stick up around the blue line, and Matthews tried to get it to him. Played in along the boards by Tierney, and into the corner he goes. Taken away by Zaitsev. Turning back is Marner. Marner to the far wing, and out come the Maple Leafs as we approach 5 minutes played here in period number two. Across the line, offside. Whistle down at the San Jose blue line.
The Leafs nearly have a break as Austin Matthews. It's one thing to attempt this pass, but very few players are going to be able to see it. He picks up a loose puck to the right of Freddie Anderson. Tight turns in behind the Leaf net, comes out the other side, and right away, we can see it easily from up here, that Nylander has taken off down the right wing side. Austin Matthews might have known it was coming before we did. And it just went off. I think Nylander got a piece of it just off the toe of his stick, and that at least negated the icing.
1-0 Toronto on the Matthews first period goal. Played down into the Toronto end. Pushed by Moore around back of the net. Stolen by the Sharks, but onto the stick of Matt Martin it goes, and he launches it high down into Shark territory. Icing waved off as it didn't go over the goal line. Heed laying it up on the wing. Heed. There's a weather system around that. From a favorite movie of ours. Launched to the line and out at center ice.
Mike Myers?
Yes, here's a chance for Martin in over the line. Martin turns, still with it. Plays it on the backhand down into the corner. Shoveled along the boards by Heed. And it's onto the stick now of Polak. Polak tarries into the corner, roars around back of the net. Still has it, plays it back now for Marner. Marner trying to come around, had it stolen by Heed. And Heed is up against the end boards, running into traffic. And Marner stolen it back momentarily. But it is Tierney finally getting to it. And Dillon will try to play for the Sharks off the boards and down into the lead zone. Oh, that was offside. Or Heed was. Played along the boards. Right out at center ice now by Meyer. And the Meyer with a long shot that got under the pad of Anderson. He reacted late, I think, thinking that was going to be deflected, but it was not, and he had to kick it into the corner.
I think this line has looked better tonight, the Bozak line, but then Riemsdyk and Marner.
Yeah, it's interesting that after all of the tinkering went on, they're back to the units that started the season together. Here's Nylander turning in his own zone. Nylander to center. Nylander weaves in on the right side. Matthews banks it in around back of the net. Hyman trying to get it away from Burns, but it's played on the wing, and Couture sends it out at center. Sent right back to Couture to the line. Now the Sharks have to wait for teammates to get onside. Oh, I think that was offside. Now it comes in front of the Leaf goal, and it's stolen away by Matthews again. Here's Nylander back the other way and on the left wing. Into the slot now and trying to get a shot away, but it rolled off his stick and went harmlessly wide. Matthews in along the boards to try and free it up. Matthews against the wall with a puck in his skates, trying to outfight three Sharks there for it. And it is Thomas Poeltl who finally gets the pass, and Burns has launched it high to the Toronto zone. 1-0 Toronto here in the second period. 12 and a half minutes to go in it. Austin Matthews with his ninth goal of the season and his 49th goal in 95 regular season games as a rolling puck goes into the glove of Frederik Andersen, and the Leaf goaltender will hold on. 1-0 Leafs here, second period from San Jose. You're listening to Multi-Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Tune in to Leafs Lunch at 12.05 p.m. for Andy Petrello and Gord Miller's grades of the game from tonight's contest. That's tomorrow, Leafs Lunch from 11 till 1 p.m. Monday to Friday. Faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Frederik Andersen, a 1-0 Toronto lead.
We're talking about that 14-15 season where the Leafs scored one goal in three games on the road trip here in California.
Yes, I was.
You know who had the only goal?
Who?
Roman Polak here against San Jose.
Of all the folk.
Well, you remember? Remember him jumping in from the point and sort of jamming it far side, just inside the post?
Yeah.
That was really the start of a long, tough stretch for the Leafs.
Yeah.
As we said, we left Los Angeles a couple years before thinking we had a playoff spot wrapped up. We had gone for dinner after the game in L.A. to win with Randy Carlyle, Dave Poulin, Cliff Fletcher, Dave Farish.
Long shot from the point, scores! A screenshot from the blue line. I think Pavelski may have gotten a piece of it in front of the net. But this game is tied at ones at 7 minutes and 58 seconds.
Well, this is all about zone time. And San Jose Sharks have spent a lot of time in the Leafs zone. Joe Pavelski was off to the right of Freddie Andersen. And I think he jumped just as the puck was getting there. I don't know whether it went off his stick or maybe even his shin pad. But for Pavelski, that's only going to be his third goal of the season if it is, in fact, him, as Freddie Andersen looked completely startled.
Yeah, off his shin pad. I think you're right, Jim. And so it is a 1-1 tie, and the time of the goal brought to you by the Pint. Get a free order of wings every time you watch a home or away game at the Pint. Your hockey headquarters at 277 Front Street West, 7:58 of the second period. And it is a 1-1 tie.
Well, both Pavelski and Brent Burns tied in scoring and goals four for the San Jose Sharks last year, 29 apiece.
And Burns does not have a goal this year.
Burns does not have a goal, nor his trophy winner last year. And Pavelski, as we mentioned, that's just his third. Before that, Joe, he had seasons of 38, 37, and 41 goals scored, Pavelski did. So those numbers have dropped the last couple of years or so.
Remember one of the things, too, about Patrick Marleau. He had the captaincy stripped from him here. And Pavelski is the captain now of the Sharks.
Well, Thornton was captain as well.
Sent down into the Toronto zone. Puck along back of the net, comes out in front, and Nylander is there to take it to safety, and he and Hyman are away at center. Hyman gets the pass in on the right side. Hyman going around back of the net, swung it in front, and it went off the skate of the Shark defender as it's now cleared down into the Toronto end. 1-1 tie here in San Jose. Leafs on a four-game road trip through California and then St. Louis. on Saturday before returning home for a match with the Red Hot, but goaltenderless. Golden Knights. I hope you don't mind, but I sent your resume in today with another goalie going down there. I figured, hey, why not?
Well, I'll be honest. I've been contacted. But I've held out this long for
more money?
30-something years, whatever it is. What the hell's a few more?
Yeah, why not?
It's
amazing.
It's one place you don't want to make a lot of money is Vegas.
Wow.
Because you're going to give it all back.
Yes. Played out and down the ice by the Sharks themselves, and Burns will go back to retrieve it.
Although to get a divorce in 24 hours thing is kind of a benefit. should I decide to really gamble?
Yes. Well, that is a gamble. And yes. Yeah. It shot back down into the San Jose end. Burns sweeping it around on the left wing for Bodker. He is tied up along the wall, and it's chopped out at center ice, and that'll force Gardner back. Hustling after two is Donskoy for the Sharks. Now off Marner's stick, it goes down into the San Jose end. Marner gets it free. He got it on the backhand to the center of the ice in front of the net, but it is played by San Jose out at center. Gardner back in his own end for the Maple Leafs. A 1-1 tie here in the second period. Up ahead for Matt Martin. Swatted at and sent down into the Shark zone. Moore trying to block a pass as it comes around on the near wing, and it is Joel Ward getting it out at center. San Jose in across the line. Launch it into the corner around back of the net. It goes Ward now trying to come out in front. Had to go off his stick. And Matt Martin plays it off the glass, but without much on it, it doesn't clear. Ward back of the goal again. Trying to come free with it now is Carpenter. Carpenter dishes it off, looking at the point now, and a shot from Heed. And that was deflected wide of the net. Near side for Dillon. Dillon plays it back to the blue line. It's going to come out into the center ice zone. Wired right back into the Toronto end. Down the boards it goes for Ryan Carpenter. Carpenter plays back of the net. The Sharks are getting a change here. Into the long change in the second period for Burns into the slot. And the shot, pad save. And the rebound exploded off the pad of Anderson and went right by Joe Pavelski. He couldn't get a stick on it. Ow, a high stick clips Kadri without any call. And he looked down at the stick and it wasn't his. He had to go about another 20 feet to pick up his fallen stick. Strange that there wasn't a call there. Now a pass in front of the Leaf net comes free, and out comes Leo Komarov to center. Leafs in on the left wing. Komarov winds, and that is going off a stick and up into the screen out of play.
It was Brent Burns that took a swing at a bouncing puck that was about head high in front of Nazem Kadri. So kind of a mystery if it either they figure Kadri might have tried to sell it or they just missed it.
Thornton and Heed have assisted on Pavelski's third. It's a 1-1 tie. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. On our way out here on the plane were Dominic Moore's parents. It's kind of interesting as Nylander wins a faceoff and plays it around back of the net. Jack Moore played basketball at the University of Windsor with DJ Smith's dad, Dennis. And I, with a mobile young man in university, doing the play-by-play on the student radio station of that basketball team. So they are reunited somewhat here in San Jose. The Moores are out visiting Stephen Moore, who is finishing up his degree at Stanford University. They're in over the line now, played in by Hainsey and around back of the net. Nylander centers. Matthews tried to kick it up to his stick but couldn't. And it's brought to center ice by Carlson and played down into the Leaf end. Hainsey plays it into the near corner. Tipped there by Roman Polak. Fed up off the boards from Marner and Polak. And I think he got wind of Kevin LeBlanc in the neighborhood and kind of panicked and shot the puck off the far boards. He looked like he was going to get hit. Back to the blue line on a long shot. Well wide of the net. Leafs get it back to the point again. A shot taken there by Polak was kicked into the corner by Martin Jones. Brendan Dillon trying to get it up the wing. Leafs turn it over again. A pass to the right wing side. Polak's wrist shot is off the mark wide. Chopped to the line but not out, and a Gardner shot is stopped. There's a rebound in front. Kadri spinning. Pass in front of the goal. And it just tipped wide as Patrick Marleau was coming down the chute. Boy, that would have brought the roof off the joint. Played off the boards and still in the San Jose end. Marlowe chipping it around back of the net. Pavelski gets it on the wing and plays it around back of the goal, and Heed is there for the Sharks to play it out and down the ice, and an icing charge is coming here against San Jose.
And this is where that rule is going to play into the team that is on the offensive side. San Jose stuck in their zone for an extended period. It started with the Matthews line, but then the Bozak line came out. So this group is going to be tired, and no timeout now called or allowed to be called. According to the new NHL rules, Leo Komarov, though, very nearly sets Patrick Marlowe up for an empty netter. It just got back into the skates of Marlowe heading to the net on the far side.
Leafs win the draw, but then lose the puck. And Tierney gets it into the center ice area, and the change has started now for San Jose. Up on the right side for Bozak. Bozak tried to slip it in for Marner, but it was deflected into the corner. Bodker gets it to Tierney, and out come the Sharks at center. Donskoy in on the left wing, trying to work into the corner boards. Still has it. Plays it back to Burns in the point, and a long shot. Blocking arm save made there by Anderson, and the rebound goes to Marner. Marner to center, in across the line, played into the corner by Van Riemsdyk. Marner provides the forechecking pressure as it is Ryan in behind the net, losing it to Bozak. Back to the point to Morgan Riley. Riley walks the line. Riley works down the right wing board, still with it. Centers into the goal crease, and Marner couldn't get his stick hand onto it. Here the Sharks trying to work it back up ice. Tierney having some difficulties, but he finally gets it ahead. And Donskoy gets it in over the Toronto blue line and then heads for a change, as does Bodker. Leafs counterattack again. Matthews to Nylander. Fanned on the shot. Harmlessly into the corner it goes. Now Hyman trying to free it up. Hyman along the boards, and Nylander into the attack as well. Comes free now to Matthews, looking for a man in front. Backhand pass didn't get there. Played into the far corner. Grabbed off by Timo Meier of the Sharks, but he can't get it out. Back in along the boards for Nylander and Hyman, and it's around the boards into the near corner. Sharks will play it ahead. Out at center and a long lead pass finds Meier in along the boards, trying to work back of the Toronto goal. Couldn't get it in front of the net as he was taken down. Puck along the wall to the blue line, though. Here's Vlasic winding and shooting, and it's into the catching hand of Anderson to stop play with 5:04 to play in period number two. Matthews for Toronto, Pavelski scoring for San Jose. We're tied at ones. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the right of Frederick Anderson. You have worked harder on the shots on goal.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. On the NHL website, though, the Leafs have only had one shot on goal in this period, which
is one of those where you... I don't recall any.
Yeah.
They're out of the right of Anderson, 5:04 to play in the second.
But they've had some great opportunities that obviously have not gone into the shot column. Patrick Marlowe was probably the best. So I think they've had better zone time against San Jose, actually, since the Pavelski goal, which was scored here in the second period. At 7:58, I think the Leafs have had the better opportunities, or at least puck possession time.
Here's Dillon at the point, now off a face-off win by the Sharks. Round back of the net, Kadri knocked his man down and comes away with the loose puck and gets it ahead for Zaitsev. Zaitsev to the blue line, but not in. And now counter-attacking are the Sharks. Meier gets it up on the wing, and a long shoot-in goes wide of Anderson's cage. Puck along the near boards. Chopped back down into the corner by Carpenter. Back of the net it goes for Meier. Couldn't get it in front of the net. He works into the corner. Gardner is able to knock it free. And a hit there by Kadri, and Meier is slow to get up. Here's a chance for Marlowe in across the line. Played it to an open wing, and Dillon is there for San Jose. Now it is Matthews stealing to Marlowe. Marlowe tried to get it back to Morgan Riley. That didn't work. It came out over the line. The Leafs have just shot it in. Changes with 4:12 to go.
Benazem Kadri looked like he got caught with a high stick by Burns. It wasn't called. And now Kadri's almost got a credit card. He's had a couple that he might have been guilty of infractions on, but they weren't called either.
Logan Couture, the Guelph native, sends it down into the Toronto zone. Matthews with a bank pass and a good one right under the stick of Nylander. He weaves in on the left wing on his backhand. He stops and goes to the forehand and sends a long shot that was deflected in front of the net by Hyman, and it just trickled wide of the near post. Back to the blue line. A Morgan Riley shot doesn't make it through the crowd in front of the goal. And it is Couture getting it out off a stick and down into Toronto territory. Changes coming for both teams. Riley in against the inboards. A wraparound attempt in the paddle down play made by Anderson to stop that on the short side. Leafs have iced the puck. And with 3:20 to go, they'll bring it all the way back into the Toronto end to the right of Frederick Anderson, who had to be very quick to get across there to stop that wraparound.
Well, and I think the book on the Leafs, especially the defense, dump the puck in and go after them. And that's what you saw there. It was just a very simple dump in. Morgan Riley with the collision behind the net. The Leafs never get the puck back until Freddie Anderson is forced to make that save on the short side of the wraparound.
Faceoff to the right of Anderson. 3:20 to play in the period. Draw one cleanly by Bozak. And it is chipped off of the stick of Matthews to center ice. So Matthews out here on a line with Bozak and Marner at the blue line. And then a shot deflects just wide of the goal off the stick of Joachim Ryan. Back to the blue line. Ryan gets it again. And another shot. This time on goal is kicked away by Anderson. Played ahead and out at center ice now by Marlowe. He tries to get free with it, and it's in over the line, and the Leafs are going to change. An interesting combination there, but with two centermen on the ice after the icing, that's the reason that both Bozak and Matthews were out there as we get another icing call here. Whistle down. I've mentioned this many times. The Leafs are really the only team in captivity that I know of, and certainly a lot of players know, that in the second period, the first guy to the bench is replaced by the center iceman of the next line. And the next guy off is the far side winger, regardless. So you really have to be in the game on the bench before you start making line changes. And
well, and that's why we've seen the Leafs get into too many men on the ice.
Too many men on the ice, that's right. Here's Donskoy, and a penalty coming here.
And I think this is going to the Leafs, is it not? But San Jose had the control of the puck, and yes,
Zaitsev going to the penalty box.
By the way, how about this for a stat, Mr. Bowen? Austin Matthews now 49 goals in 94 NHL games. Connor McDavid, 51 goals in 137 NHL games.
Yep.
Jack Eichel, 52 goals in 154 games. Not bad, is it?
It isn't. I mean, all three players are very good, but the Matthews totals speak for themselves, do they not?
Yep.
So, a penalty kill again for the Maple Leafs, brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. The Leafs off the faceoff, get it out at center, and Zach Hyman sends it down into the Shark end. Heed starting up ice now, drops it back. Burns carries to center. Here's Burns to the red line, firing it in off the boards. It'll carry him to the far side. Swept back of the net by Hainsey. Pushed to the point, and it is Burns there. He had his pass partially blocked there by Leo Komarov, but it still remains in the Toronto zone. Hyman in along the end boards, trying to free it up, and it is played by Thornton to the point. Kept alive by Pavelski. Fed to an open wing, but Heed is going to get there. Riley trying to help out Hainsey. Now a 2-on-1 down low. Comes back to the point. Here's the shot and a deflection just wide. The rebound to the side of the net. Anderson couldn't get his glove on it. Back to the point to Heed. Now to Burns, a drive. And Anderson got his right leg down to stop that. Leafs being held in their own end. It comes free to Leo Komarov, and he finds an opening to send it out and down the ice. Both teams will change with a minute 20 to go in the period. 50 seconds left to go in this power play for San Jose. A 1-1 tie. Vlasic to center. Fires it in around the boards to the far side. Trapped over there by Dominic Moore. And the veteran sends it out and down the ice. Vlasic turns back of the net. 28 seconds left in the infraction to Zaitsev. Played ahead for Bodker. In on the left wing, too far for Thomas Hertl. Leafs are trying to dig a loose puck free. And it does come free to Jake Gardner. Gardner gets it ahead to Moore. Moore's going to skate it to center. Works in on the right side. Moore still with it. Pulls the brakes on. Rolls it in on goal. Now jamming at the puck that was still free in the goal crease. But they get a whistle anyway. And a face-off down in the Shark end, and the penalty is 6 seconds left.
I don't know if the Leafs are going to get credit for a shot on goal for this, but Dominic Moore sifting through center, sifting down the right wing side all the way into the bottom of the face-off circle to the left of Jones, and then Dominic Moore puts on the brakes and beelines it for the net. And that will be a shot on goal, just the second for the Leafs in this period.
Draw one by Toronto, but it is pushed out at center ice. Half minute to go now in the period. Jake Gardner in his own end. A feed ahead, deflected in over the line by Zaitsev, who comes out of the penalty box. And around the boards for Dillon. Now almost a turnover there as Matthews stole it and tried to take it to the front of the net. Hainsey is able to keep the puck in momentarily, but it squirts out at center ice. And now here's a chance for Tierney in over the line, and he couldn't get through the defense. It's batted out at center ice, and the final couple of seconds will tick down without any more effort at scoring. So the Leafs score in the first on a goal from Austin Matthews, his ninth, from Zaitsev and Nylander at 12:14. But Joe Pavelski deflects in a Heed point shot. Thornton with the other assist at 7:58 of the second, and we're tied at once.
We talked about the Leafs only having two shots on goal in the second period. I thought they had better stretches in the second than they did in the opening period when they had the 1-0 lead.
25-11. The shot total on the clock above center ice. That, I guess we better make sure we give credit.
All right, let's see what it says on NHL.com. Yep, it matches this time.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Right. Everybody will be happy back at Command Central. We'll ship it off to Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert. And our second period intermission in a 1-1 tie. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.